Pittsfield's Intermodal Center in the heart of downtown is now the site of Soldieron's Veterans and Families Transportation Call Center. The multi-state Veterans Service Agency partnered with the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority to develop the program, which received a $2 million federal grant. The call center coordinates transportation for veterans and their families traveling to VA medical centers in Leeds, Massachusetts and Albany, as well as Pittsfield's VA clinic. Soldieron President and former BRTA Executive Director Gary Shepard says they can also coordinate work, education, and shopping trips using existing routes.
And their members of their family, we try to coordinate transportation, whether it's using public transportation, whether it's human service transportation, paratransit. And in addition to that, because it's here in an intermodal transportation center, we have Amtrak and Peter Pan.
Using Soldieron vehicles driven by Soldieron veterans, trips to VA centers come at no cost to the customer. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, speaking Friday in Pittsfield, says transportation is government's responsibility, just as taking care of servicemen and women is.
Soldieron has an open door across Washington because of the reputation that they've earned. And that's what we honor today. So for those men and women, whether it was Vietnam or Korea or World War II or Iraq and Afghanistan, this comes to their direct assistance. And that's the government's responsibility. I always say it's not the pat on the back when we send them off. It's honoring the commitment we made to them when they come home. That's the contract.
A computer program called Route Match allows call center workers to see what trips are available through BRTA buses, Mass Health Service, and private taxi companies, even down to which vehicles are wheelchair accessible. The program can make notification phone calls and send confirmation text messages. The people answering the phones are former service members as well. Senior staff member Paul Brindle was a gunner in the Air Force from 1954 to 1959 and is a former Pittsfield mayor.
It's something that all veterans need, especially the senior veterans, because a lot of them are missing doctor's appointments, VA appointments, and it's because they don't have the transportation and or either they can't drive that far. So I think it's just so important to help them and their families too.
Brindle says sometimes the conversation between veterans drifts away from how to get from A to B.
When were you in? When did you get out? And that type of thing. Yeah, it's very personal and good conversation.
Dwayne Gill is Associate Director of the VA's Central Western Massachusetts Healthcare System, which serves 25,000 veterans, a number he expects will rise as access expands. He says about half of their missed appointments are due to a lack of transportation.
But if we miss that first linkage, and that is just simply getting them into the system and into their appointment, then they miss all the opportunity of getting the healthcare that they deserve and earned.
Soldieron reaches 3,500 homeless and at-risk veterans and their families in New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Mississippi. Shepard says the call center can become a model for those areas and beyond.
We think if this is done properly, we here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Soldieron veterans, can be the one call, one click center for other parts of this country, where we can employ veterans here to take the calls, to dispatch, to schedule, and provide the transportation services in the New Jerseys, in the Pennsylvanias, New York, Mississippi, and elsewhere where we grow.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.